video, very nice. When you try video,
who Skyweb.
Oh, okay.
Skyweb.
Did it break the bank? Or the budget was cool. You don't want to.
What do you think?
How much are we looking at?
Unless you ask my husband, me, I don't want to know. I don't even know. I have no idea.
So for Navy woman.
Kakra.
But you like the do you like the final product?
Yes.
Okay.
I really love the final product.
And what are some of the reviews on it? I mean, what are people saying about it?
People love the video, the concept, everything.
Who came up with the concept? Was it the videographer, or you built the concept?
We built the concept together.
Okay.
Initially, he brought an idea, but as we move on, we thought that no, that one wouldn't help. So we had to just sit down. Then we just,
because the video is not the normal gospel music video.
Exactly,
we've moved a little bit away from standing in front of flowers.
Exactly,
the flower days.
Oh no, now dear.
Now it's not
we
about
passed flowers. That stage. Yes.
It's not about the three people dancing and
no. We
holding handkerchief.
Just no.
Now you're building concept.
Exactly.
Amazing.
Exactly.
Well, in one of your interviews, you how long have you been married?
13 years.
13 years.
Yes, please.
Wow. So after your first project, 2 years after your first project, you got married.
Yes, then I got married.
Oh, blessings. But in one of your interviews that I chanced on, you said you've never touched your husband's phone before.
Yes. Not never. Initially, the initial stages of marriage, I used to. But I realized I wouldn't, if I want that peace of mind in my marriage, if I want to have a stable marriage, then I have to stop for my sanity and for my own peace and the fact that I want to stay married. So I realized that.
So you believe that that's been the thing that has kept your marriage going?
Yes, apart from the favor and the grace of God, it's also one of the things that has helped me.
What are some of the things that also kept your marriage going for 13 strong years?
The fact that I've canceled divorce in my dictionary.
Okay.
I've told myself that I was fortunate to grow up with both parents.
Okay.
I experienced both parents and I know how it is. So it's a gift, or it's something I want to give to my children.
Okay.
I want my children to experience both parenting.
Okay.
That is one thing that is keeping me in the marriage. Mm-hmm. And secondly, I don't want to get divorced because my mother is still with my daddy, and that is what I want to do. And fortunately, I was able to get a man that doesn't beat me.
Mm-hmm.
At least he treats me well. So because of that, I think with what I want to achieve, I'll be able to achieve.
Now, for the sake of our listeners, right, and I'm sure most are of age, some are married, some, we have a very diverse audience group, right? What would you say with respect to touching your partner's phone? Do you think couples should not touch their partner's phone? Should be like something worth, you know, documenting that, Charlie, because we all go through counseling. When we're about to enter into the institution called marriage, you meet counselors and all that. And most of the time, they share experience. Some share their personal experience. Yeah. Some have read them. Yeah. That is documented stuff. Do you believe we should document something like that?
It shouldn't be documented because we are different. Mm. You understand? We are different. But what will help you in your marriage might not help me in my marriage. Okay. That is the institution of marriage. Something that is helping me might not necessarily help the other person. So just look at what will be good for you or what will help build your marriage. But with me, I think if you are able to stay away from your partner's phone, it will help you. Not even for your own peace and for your own sanity. For you to live long and be happy, Because there are some things you might misinterpret. It might not be how you see it, but you seeing it might you might misinterpret the whole thing. So to cut the whole story short and to even have that peace of mind in your marriage, just stay away from the. I don't know what you're going to use it for, anyways. And we should respect each other's privacy. Yes, we are married.
But some people believe that there's no privacy when it comes to marriage.
Oh, no.
Do we have privacy in marriage?
Yes.
Like how?
Like what I'm saying.
Okay, so phones aside, what else?
Aside that, with me, I know my husband's Momo pin. But I'll never take anything from his wallet without his consent.
MTN told us that we don't have to share it all.
that is their own thing. I have his pin, but I will never take anything from his wallet without his. Even if I want to take 10 CD credits, I'll let him know that I'm taking 10 CD. So there is that transparency and that respect among us or between us. That is why I think it's keeping us going. Yes, so respect each other. Know your position in the family.
Yeah,
that you are the man is the head, and you are are I wouldn't say tail, but you are the neck. You know, directing the neck. But so you should be humble, submissive. Then
and do not touch his phone.
That one is very important to you. Eh?
Oh no! Sometimes I tell them, it be somewhere. You wake up and then they are holding the phone. Only a day.
At times, they don't hold it all.
Who do you hear that?
You wake up and the questions follow. Interrogation.
Who is Sophia?
Gas cooker repair, I cry. You go free, ask you, who is the gas cooker repair?
Who is Sophia? Sophia is the woman who will come if you don't put that on your phone. But anyway, issues of marriage. And most of the time when I meet married people who've stayed married for long, I'm interested. I want to find out more. I'm inspired by that. And because, we live in an era where the divorce rates are skyrocketing. Oh, it's crazy.
Crazy, yeah.
And there's this notion that all men cheat.
Yeah.
You know, no matter who you are, whatever you do, there's that thing. Yeah. There's that thing running around. Do you believe it? Was it in your era?
That is totally wrong. That is one thing we as women, we have to take it from our minds.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that your ex cheated doesn't mean the current one you are with will cheat on you.
Amen.
Just trust that person. Marriage, every relationship is based on trust.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't trust the person, even if the person is with you 24 hours and takes 2 minutes break away from you, you still suspect the person.
Mm-hmm.
So just trust the person and give the person the benefits of the doubt. If you do that, I think you'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
And don't be too inquisitive, trying to know everything, trying to find out everything. It won't help you. Yes, it won't help you.
You come back from work and your shirt, they want to even smell it to see the perfume. Is this they say?
I always say one thing, that you'll be in the house as a wife and you receive a call that your husband has been involved in an accident. Your husband is here. Something's happened to your husband is dead or something. So when you're fortunate that when he goes out and he comes back, you should thank God. Because you didn't hear that bad news. I think that alone, you should be grateful to God. When he goes, he will come back home to you. You understand? Because you might hear bad news. Hey, your husband is dead. Your husband just had an accident. If you don't hear such news,
and he
returned home safely, then you should thank God.
Can I get a big amen for that one?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then you should thank God.
Away from relationship issues, and let's talk music. In recent times, secular musicians and gospel musicians, there's been rift. Some are saying that there's no the light and the darkness don't have anything in common, so be in your darkness, let me be my light. Even to the extent that writing for artists writing songs from artists, I mean, we've in recent times seen secular artists writing songs for gospel artists, and the religious sector has frowned on it. Some religious sector, they frowned on that. But there are still elements in the secular music industry that has found its way into the religious sector. Yeah. As a typical example is like building a musical fan base.
Yeah.
And I've heard that you're building a fan base of your own as a gospel musician, just like how they do in the secular side. But what's the name of the fan base? Do you have a name yet?
Supreme Family. No, I'm not a Supreme Lady.
Okay.
Yes.
So Supreme Family.
Yeah.
What informed that decision to build a fan base?
Let me take it from here. The fact that somebody does secular music doesn't mean that person is hasn't accepted Christ as their Lord and personal Savior.
Okay.
To me.
Okay.
There are some people, they do secular, but they know they are God. That aside, there are some things we as Christians or we as gospel musicians, we can still learn from them. Because we are in the same industry, even though we are doing gospel and they are doing the secular side, we are in the same industry. So there are some things we can learn from them.
Okay.
And that is what I learned from Shatta, the way he has built his fan base.
Okay.
Stone, the way he has also built his fan base. So whatever they do or the, whatever they put out there, their fans are able to carry it along.
Okay.
So we as musicians or we as gospel musicians, what are we doing? We even have a lot or a bigger role to play because we have to win that souls into the kingdom. So when we get them closer, that is when we'll be able to win them into the kingdom. The fact that you are building a fan base doesn't mean you are turning away from Christ or you are doing something contrary to the word of God. No. But as to what you do with the fan base, that is what is the most important thing.
Okay.
So you building a fan base, making sure that you have a strong background or a strong support supporting system, is never anything bad to look down on, we should frown on it, no.
You mentioned Stone and Shatta. Are they your favorite?
Not necessarily, but I just love how they've built their fan base.
Yeah. Okay, but have you heard some of their songs? Do you listen to some of their songs?
When I hear it playing, I'll listen. I won't turn the radio off. I'll listen to it.
Oh, okay. So you don't even have a favorite Stone Boy song or a favorite Shatta Wale song?
Oh no.
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 Oh, okay. No. Any of the secular musicians? I mean, you can talk about Kwame Eugene, Kidi, any of them. In Sakode, you don't have any favorite song outside gospel music?
Oh, I have a favorite.
What's that
one
song?
One favorite song that I love so much is Bless Chuchu Muchu. I love the lyrics. I love the arrangement. I love how he delivered. I love that song so much. And of course Kofi Kinata.
Okay.
Yes.
Which song of Kinata?
Kofi Yabasompa Layarisumi.
Oh, okay.
And I love a couple of his songs. Yeah.
Would there ever be a time that you might branch, you know, into other subject matters under still gospel? Because I mean, love is one of the subject matters under gospel. Is there a time that we will hear you do a song without mentioning the name of God, but then it still stays within the realms of gospel music?
For now, I haven't thought of that.
You've not thought of that.
Yes, please.
What about featuring an?
Why are you laughing?
Featuring secular musicians, like doing a joint project with a secular musician.
Somebody
who is probably close, not really the secular, but as well,
Ben Kaka. Which one is not secular?
No, so somebody like Kofi Kinata, you check his catalog and you realize he's in between. That's what Kenya me ask him, but would there ever be a time that you might do a joint project, considering?
I don't know. I work with a team, so when we sit down, we're like, okay, this time around, this is where we want to go to. Then I think I'm just an artist.
Okay,
I'll be good to go.
Your soul is willing to accept.
With my soul, it's not really willing.
Okay.
It's not really.
So
for now,
it doesn't sit well with you.
For now, not that it doesn't sit well with me, but in this life, you never say never. You understand? Because anything can happen at any point in time.
What about them? What about an artist writing for you? A secular artist writing a song for you? If the person wakes up in the morning, it's like, I'm inspired by this tune, and I believe Mavis Asante will be the best person to deliver this message.
Oh, if I get that and I listen to the song and I think I'm cool with the lyrics and everything, why not?
Mm.
I'll pray into it and I'll go ahead.
Minister Santi is my special guest this morning on Showbiz Review here on Daybreak Hits on Hits 103.9. And today she's reviewed a lot. Kwame Dazzy, you are late. I can explain it to you if you want me to.
I was watching.
And then you watch her.
So,
so you heard her when she talked about not touching your partner's phone.
Yes.
Oh, okay. But you know that she's married to a man of God.
I know them very well.
You know the man of God is here.
Yeah, I know them very well.
Okay.
I've been seeing them since.
We will see a bumpy man. Kwame Dazzy, you need
to
hear me. But how much do you charge for a show? I want to know. What you saying? Because you bring it
back.
Team no. how much you charge? So if someone needs you for an event,
okay,
how do they reach you? How are they going to reach you?
You can reach me on my social media platforms. That is Instagram, Mavis Asante, and Mavis Asante Official on Instagram. Facebook is Mavis Asante Supreme Lady. TikTok, Mavis Asante.
Okay.
And if there's a number that I can put out there.
Yeah.
Okay, so you can also reach me on 0244-386019. 0244-386019.
Okay. But for the younger generation that are listening to us, some might be venturing into, because I nearly forgot this one. Some might be entering into the noble institution called marriage, right? Yeah. And they would want to find out, because there's also been misconception about getting married to religious people or pastors, because you're married to a pastor.
Yes, please.
Or a man of God. How challenging is it?
It's just like any other marriage. The only difference is the fact that he is working with a lot of people, a lot of women, a lot of men.
Mm-hmm.
But the women are plenty.
Yes.
So what do you do as a wife? Mm-hmm. I always say that you have to act like a cat.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? If you act like a dog and bark at everything that you see, you end up barking all the...
members away.
The members away. Mm-hmm. And they are the reason you are... Asafumami.
Okay.
Without them, there is no church.
Mm.
It's the members that makes the church. So you have to have that heart as cold as water.
Mm-hmm.
As cold. You have to be extremely patient and very prayerful and allow him to do his work.
Mm-hmm.
Let him operate in his own office and do your thing. Don't try to talk and interfere here and there. Allow him to work and you also do your thing. I used to do this program called The Wives, and I was interviewing women who have stayed married for 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, 40 years. I was asking them how challenging it was, how they've been able to hold on to their marriage. What are some of the things that keeps them moving? Because my one of the main thing I really want to achieve is for us to be able to say no to divorce and stay married.
Mm-hmm.
It's difficult, but we can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Go into marriage not expecting too much, but wanting to do too much to build your marriage. Marriage is not a bed of roses. It's something that you work on every day.
Mm-hmm.
Like working on yourself, wanting to get better each and every day is something you have to put in extra work every day. Sometimes your partner wouldn't even feel like talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
Even you yourself, you wake up and you wouldn't feel like talking to your partner.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you go about it?
Mm-hmm.
Everything is patient, understanding, trust, respect is very, very important in marriage. Respect your partner. And as a wife, be very submissive and humble. Sometimes we think that when you're humble or you're submissive, it means you're a fool. It's never true. It's never true.
The new generation they are talking about gender equality and all that.
Equality doesn't work in marriage. Then you better not come get into marriage in the first place. Know your position as a wife. What does the Bible say? The Bible says women, be submissive. Husband, love your wives. So if you want to experience good marriage, be submissive. It doesn't take anything away from you. You can go to the office and be submissive to your boss, but you can't be submissive at home. Oh, come on.
I'm Mr. Adam Chotomi up in the building, of course, Kwame Adazi. Kwame. Yes, sister.
Yes, Lim.
Yes, sister. Maybe it's
yes, sister. Akasa, baby. I've been following her since days at Mentor, right?
Yes, please.
And then the very first song that you released.
That was Mentor.
Four.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hey, early days.
And Kesi won.
Yeah.
Our time, Kesi won.
Kesi,
Yes.
Yeah, Kesi.
Those early days where, Charlie, we used to sit down together with the family and watch. Yes.
Charlie,
in grooves. Wow.
She's come far. One thing I like about her is her vocal delivery. I've watched her perform live on several occasions and always on point. Yesterday, I saw her and the husband at the launch of the streaming app.
Oh, okay.
And I like how the husband always supports her, always, you know.
Cinema, boy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You see, this is a job. You see, the music industry is such that if you don't have great support from your partner, you might not find it easy to be in it. And recently, I've seen the kind of revival for her career. I've not seen this in a very long while. I've seen how she's promoting her song, the new song, on social media. Sometimes you see her and the husband dancing. I've been monitoring all of that, and I think that I like the new energy, and I trust that if she continues, she should go far with this new song. Yeah.
Thank you.
In fact, we have to, for Club Chairman. Chairman, yeah, dear. You did do on. Adam.
Yeah. Mr. Slim.
What do you have for our sister? When our time be short.
Oh, she's wonderfully doing great. I mean, since the release of a song, I mean, she's been doing well. And I think the video is also not doing bad on social media. YouTube, yeah. I mean, since the month of release, they've clocked about 145,000 views.
It'd be huge.
Which not be
well,
bad.
YouTube, to get 5 views.
I know. I have a mistake with that day, so I know what's going on. Very, very, not be easy like that. It'll be any apaba, but...
YouTube can make you go frustrated.
Yeah, no be easy, Charlie. So, I mean, she's really doing well, and I love how the promotion is going, and I think they are doing very well on TikTok. Yeah. But I want to see that replicated on other platforms, like Facebook and other, because they are really doing well on TikTok, and the number of shares they get and the comments and the kind of content they create. I mean, now musicians have become more than content creators, because
you are a content creator,
there are a lot of competition around, so why should somebody leave the other song fall in love with you?
Exactly.
You need to create that environment, and I think they are doing quite well with that. I mean, they need to push further and ensure they're able to get everywhere with the song. It's a good song. I mean, how it starts and I mean the various progressions in the song.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. So big ups to him. And Chairman, they also Ojini too.
Hey, Chairman Ojini.
Both defense, a pushy or striker, both defense at the same time. I mean, I really love that. And I mean, young guys like us coming, we are inspired to emulate. So we can also support our wives when we get there. I mean, it's a beautiful one. You are inspiring us, boss. We are really Pastor
Abruka.
We are really inspired by your actions.
Well, maybe before you take leave of us, where can we find the song, and on which platform, and under which ID?
Please, the song is available on all the digital platforms. Audio Mac, Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, Boomplay, all the digital platforms.
Everywhere.
Mavis Asante, yes, please. Mavis Asante, yes, please.
Okay.
And you can also follow me on all my social media platforms. TikTok, Mavis Asante. IG, that is Instagram, Mavis Asante Official. Facebook, Mavis Asante, Supreme Lady. Mm-hmm. With the eggs there, I don't know how to use it though.
Eggs, no? How do you?
Remember, I'm watching them.
Wesh. Wesh. Family, I'm going to say, eggs, I'll say, oh no. Just go and see what is going over there and then come back. Thanks a lot for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much.
Mr. Santi, my special guest here on Showbiz Review, proudly brought to you by Franco Trading Enterprise. Still phone Papa Pafie and Betway. You always get way more with Betway. I'm going for a quick commercial dip. When I bounce back, our morning discussion continues here on Daybreak Hits. And amazing with this one. But anyway, we're entering into our Showbiz Review discussion for this morning. And I'm sure you guys were at yesterday's launch of the GMX music streaming app.
We were.
Adam, there you did it.
Hey, Adam, no good day everywhere.
Oh, relax. I did. I sent by your butter.
I day, Adam, knee. We were there.
Okay, so we're about to get into it. But how was it? Let me pick your thoughts on it. How was it?
It was a launch with speeches from the various actors in the industry, with a speech from the musical president, mm-hmm. one from a rep from GAPI, Ghana Association of Phonographic Industries. We had a speech from, instead of porno, it's phonographic.
Phonographic.
Yes. We had
H.
Yes.
Not P-O.
Yes. The GTA boss also spoke. Oh, the Honorable Minister of Tourism, Art and Culture, Ejapa Mesa, spoke. Vice President Dr. Mahmoudou Baoumia spoke.
Okay.
The CEO, the general manager of the Ghana Music Experience. Mm-hmm. Okay, so he is the general manager of the Omni Strategies. Atu Edu Enutando also spoke. We had the Akisi Aka. She spoke. She did more or less the breakdown of how the app is going to be like. She spoke. Yeah. So basically, we had all these during the launch. Industry people gleaned from various places, musicians, media people, creatives were all there to witness the launch of the streaming app. But it's not the first ever streaming app, as some people are reporting. It's not the first. We've had
first local ever Ghanaian.
It's not the first ever Ghanaian owned streaming platform. We've had Afton, right? Yeah. So we can't say this is the first ever.
Oh, how?
It can't be the first ever, because I've seen reports on social media, and even the vice president kept mentioning this is the first ever Ghanaian-owned streaming platform. During the meeting that he had with us, he said the same thing, and we heard the same thing yesterday. Some blogs and websites have carried the same thing today in news portals, and I believe that we need to correct this. I think it's a mistake. We need to set the record straight.
So, which streaming app is the first ever Ghanaian owned?
I think it's Afton. I think it's Afton.
Well, let's see if we can get Antoine on the line. Antoine is a co-founder and director for Afton. Hello, Antoine.
Hi, Slim. What's up, bro?
I'm good, my G. Charlie, we never meet, though. You be like, we did talk for phone top one time, be then. Then
we never meet by day or back day. I didn't watch all the stuff on YouTube, man. Big ups.
Thank you, my brother.
Love your show.
Thank you so much. And this morning we're here for some simple clarification. I think yesterday the GMX Music streaming app was launched by the vice president and also flag bearer for the New Patriotic Party, Dr. Alhaji Mahmoud Baoumia. And in some of his speeches, he was of the view that the GMX Music Experience app is the first ever Ghanaian owned streaming app. But people are also saying, some journalists also are saying that, you know, Afton is the first ever Ghanaian-owned streaming app. Is that true?
100% true. 100% true. Afton was the first. I mean, nothing against new platforms. I think, you know, with more people in the business is good. It's good for the artists. It's good for the industry. But then we need to pay homage where homage is due. And Afton did, kick off the very first streaming platform in Ghana. It was 2016 when we kicked off, October 21st, 2016.
Oh, that is October 21st, 2016. That was when the app was launched.
Yeah, 7 years ago.
Yeah. Wow. That's amazing. But what are some of the features of Aftown for the sake of our listeners this morning?
No problem. So, you know, with Aftown, I'll just go back a little bit. When we first kicked off, you know, Slim, how everybody was downloading music off a lot of these sites for free was like download now. You can hear it in a lot of the songs. So the very first platform was web-based. And then what we did was we integrated mobile money into the platform. So you could, the artists could sell their albums, their singles on the platform. And at the end of whichever period they wanted, after a week, 2 weeks, they come to us and then we're able to pay out to them either via Momo, via cash or bank deposit or bank transfer. Then after a year and a half of doing that, you know, the world was, you know, going big on streaming. You know, Spotify was making marks in Europe. Apple Music was doing big things in the States. They hadn't launched Ghanaian or even African campaigns yet. And that's when we decided, you know, that's where the world is going. That's where tech is going. And based on our research, we figured out that, you know, internet will become more accessible. It'll be more affordable. So it's time to start rolling out a streaming platform. So we rolled out a streaming platform that allowed people to subscribe to the app to listen to music, you know, old catalogs, new songs from all these artists, Ghanaian and even, you know, other African artists, for a small fee, for a subscription amount every month.
Okay.
Once we launched, we also did a deal with MTN Ghana, and we included airtime into it. So instead of using your own mobile money to subscribe, you could use airtime, 10 CDs, 5 CDs, 20 CDs a month, and have access to listen to a lot of music as well.
And I guess that was somewhere in 2019 thereabout, right?
Yes, that's when we did the deal with MTN as well.
Okay.
I think it was 2018, 2019 thereabout.
Mm.
Aside that, we started supporting artists. I'm sure you saw a couple billboards in town.
Yes.
We did listening sessions for free for these artists. We did albums, we did concerts, we did the Aftown Music Workshop. I think we did about three of those. Interestingly, there are so many artists that were part of that workshop that piped out and went on to do great things. Jada Roby was one of them. Those are some of the things. When it comes to the features, you could listen to music, you could listen to radio, you could even listen to Hits FM on Aftown Music, the app
at
the point. It's still there. You could chat with artists. We created a profile-based system where every artist had a verified profile. But when you're listening to music, you could comment on the artist's song, you could share. We created a point system where the fans get points, you know, that they can use to redeem prizes. We did a donation button where artists who are doing, like, campaigns that require some fundraising on their side could also use Aftown Music as a crowdfunding platform as well.
Wow.
We really went the extra mile. I mean, I'll give props to our head of technology, Jefferson Sanieza. He did a lot of the work with his team, and we were very futuristic with the app that we built, and it's still available. So, yes, sir.
I have, like, four questions for you, right?
Yes,
first,
Steve.
And foremost, have you had the agenda running around that Aftown is not the first Ghanaian-owned music streaming platform, and how does that make you feel as a group?
So I saw the tagline of, GMX, you know, being promoted as the very first. Give me a minute. As the very first one. And, I mean, there's nothing, like I said in the beginning, there's nothing wrong with new ones coming into the market. But tagging it as the first, I personally felt like, no, it's not the right tag. They need to rephrase that. So internally, between me and my partner and others, was like, really? I mean, if you're bringing a new streaming platform, there's no problem with that. But let's tag it right. And I'm happy to see that a few of the bloggers that posted yesterday refrained from saying first to a Ghanaian, you know, streaming platform. I saw Amiel Deborah change that and a few others. So, yeah, I mean, it was uncomfortable, a bit disappointing, but it is what it is.
Okay. Secondly, hearing about GMX music streaming platform and the level of support that they have from the government, I want to ask you, did you get support from the government when you were about to launch your music streaming platform? Also, did you seek support from the government before launching it?
Quite honestly, no. We didn't. We never went to the government with any proposal of, hey, we are launching this, come and support us. Because at the point, we were, personally, I was tired of the rhetoric. You know, I've been on radio for quite a while. So you always hear the Ghanaian artists, our people complain about, you know, revenue. We always see a lot of our legendary artists get sick and die because they have no way of claiming their royalties, whether it's, you know, from the master records, that's if they invested in that part or even publishing, or, you know, it's all messed up. So us creating Aftown was a solution to a Ghanaian industry problem, which now we're seeing is way beyond the Ghanaian problem. But that was a solution. And to solve that solution, we've been sitting here. A lot of people say, oh, wait for the government. The government's not doing it. So if we had waited for the government, I guess we'd be now, you know, launching a streaming platform. So we decided, no, we all came together. People were great in tech. You know, some of our partners had some good money that they wanted to push towards that. Some of us had some great marketing and business development know-how. So we came together and did it. It was meant to be private for the artist. And there's always a downside to doing things, I wouldn't say necessarily with the government, but with, when you merge it with politics, there are potential problems in the future.
Okay.
We wanted it to be void of that. If it was a grant from an agency that is there, you know, regardless of whatever political party is there, then that's different. But we never, just to clear that, we never, you know, wrote a letter to government and said, hey, support us. We did reach out to Musica. We did reach out to Gamro. And they all welcomed us. I'll be honest about that. We did do a couple, I think we did one or two workshops. All the Musica executives were aware of the platform. They called us several times to their own artist workshops. I remember giving talks to a lot of their artists and their members during some workshops that they had. So not directly from the government, but we had institutional support from agencies that are in some way related to the government.
Okay, so the next question would be, have you seen the GMX app? Have you downloaded it, or have you heard about some of the features that it presents? And how unique would that be as compared to Aftown?
So I have. I mean, I heard about it when the vice president mentioned that a couple of weeks ago that they'd be launching one in November. I heard it was going to be launched in November. As soon as I heard it, I reached out to a few people and said, hey, I heard the government's about to do this. Which one exactly is it? Because like you, I got a lot of calls and people were thinking it was Aftown. So yes, I downloaded it. And I checked it out as well, even yesterday. I realized that they did put a notification and say, oh, the material on theirs is sort of like just a test. They haven't really acquired licensed content for the platform just yet. I think it's a pretty decent platform. I'm not really going to compare and contrast, but you know what Aftown built in our time was, you know, way ahead of its time. And I'll just leave the regular Ghanaian to go and check both apps out. But like I said, it's not really about one app coming to replace another. It's good for the business. It's good for the system. I am happy that there's another Ghanaian contender in the space. I just hope they get the necessary support from all stakeholders. Government has done its part, but there's also artists. There's also, the different distribution, agencies you have across Africa. Because a lot of Ghanaian artists don't necessarily own the rights to their music anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there's a lot of work that they need to do, and I do hope they get that support. After all, we've got Boomplay, we've got Audio Mac, we've got Spotify, we've got Apple Music there. So if there's another Ghanaian one, nothing spoiled. And I keep saying that this is where the music is at. This is where the Ghanaians have some of their biggest fan bases. So the more we have locally owned companies recycling the resources and revenue, the better it will be for our industry, because then it's not going to an external company.
Okay, so Antoine, real quick one. This will be my last, but in fact,
no problem at all.
Yeah. But last one. So how is Aftown doing as we are having this conversation, as it stands now? How is Aftown doing?
Great. So you know, I think this question is also loaded with, because the other question I get, the follow-up I get a lot is what happened to our vibrance and marketing?
Exactly. Exactly. This is a loaded one.
We're doing billboards, we're doing concerts and all of that. So Aftown is 100% Ghanaian-owned. All the partners are Ghanaians. And in our projections, I can open up and share this because it can also serve as lessons to any other entrepreneur out there, that in our projections was, yes, we're going to self-fund this to a certain point. And when we get to that point, during our journey to that point, we're going to source funding from different people in different places. We did that, and things were going great. But we got to a point in time where we were no longer the first. Boomplay entered the market. We had AudioMac also enter the market immediately. It was both of them. Boomplay came with some huge investment that was probably unrivaled at the point in time. Shortly after that, we had Spotify launch Spotify Africa, and they all presented free platforms. Our platform was subscription-based. People needed to pay via mobile money or airtime, a little bit of money, 10 cities, 20 cities, 50 cities, you know, to get access to all the music for free for the rest of the month. Even with MTN, it was beta free. But then you had AudioMac, Boomplay come in that were giving it 100% free music. They had a much bigger catalog, meaning they didn't only have Ghanaian artists, but they had, we were strictly an African platform. So our policy was we had just, that's Africa, Africa Town, Aftown. So African music only. But they came with music from all parts of the world. So they offered a better level of a better appeal when it came to music, the catalog that they had, and they came with a lot of money. So they were giving advances to artists to record albums, and it was massive. It was a complete takeover. Mm. And unfortunately, that was a dent to our appeal as a streaming platform, and a lot of the investors that we had, you know, doubled back, because now the numbers and the advantage you have as the sole company in Ghana with these advantages and the catalog with specific artists was reduced to, you know, now you have like three contenders in the space that are much bigger companies. And we were asked to revise so many things. One of those things was turning our platform from subscription-based to a free platform, just like Boomplay, AudioMac, and a few others, and you know, depending on advertising revenue. So unfortunately, we didn't, in all the pitches we had, we didn't get the investment we wanted that would have propelled us to where we had wanted to go. So we resolved to, and it was also, things became very difficult financially and economically speaking. So it got to a point we had to let some staff go. We got to a point we had to reduce our expansion so that the company could still be profitable and break even, as opposed to continue amassing debts to a point where the company is no more. So we put it on autopilot, reduced their number of staff, and we stopped the mass advertising we're doing, because the more users you have, the bigger your database is, the more server space you need, the more server space you are paying for, and you're paying in dollars sometimes. So our strategy was revise it, let's limit our growth, and let's keep the platforms alive till we get to a point where we are ready to expand into other African countries again, and we get some more revenue that we can use to grow. So direct answer to your question is, it's very much alive. Anybody who goes to aftownmusic.com can see some of the latest songs from all across Africa there. Artists are still signing up. We're still running campaigns on the platform, but marketing is zero, because we do want to keep our costs where they are so the platform can survive. But I'm happy to even announce, I can say this on radio, we're launching a Francophone version of the streaming platform for Francophone Africa. We're launching in Cameroon in January. I mean, for those who check, if you go to Aftown, aftown.com/FR as in Francophone, you'll see the platform is live. We're currently onboarding Francophone artists. There's a whole team in Cameroon and Cote d'Ivoire that are working on that. But that's because we've got interest business interest, as in support from Francophone Africa, because they had a lot of the same challenges that Ghanaians were going through. People think Ghana music day back. You go to some of these African countries and challenge them.
You say then day back.
Yeah, oh man, they are back. So for us, we realized that the same solution Aftown provided in Ghana was the same solution some of these Francophone countries needed. So we looked for great partners, and they've picked it up, and we're happy to say by next year they'll be running. And then we can then, because there's some more revenue and investment coming in, we can then start pushing and getting back on the marketing.
On the marketing bit of it and all that.
Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. Before you take leave of us, Antoine, let me ask you this final question. As most journalists, including myself, we're of the view that, you know, as much as, you know, you had issues with finance and marketing and everything related to getting the site up and running, the cost of data in general in Ghana also may be one of the reasons why people are not streaming music that much. I don't know, from a tech side, you see the back end of everything. Is the cost of data affecting music usage online?
No. And it's still going up because, I mean, I don't think it's because you can even compare it to TikTok. I mean, Ghanaians if one thing a Ghanaian will do, if it's spending data on their happiness, music, funny videos, comedy, they will spend that data there.
Okay.
So if anything at all, I think the influx of more streaming platforms, you know, Spotify doing their thing, Boomplay going heavy on marketing, and access to also TikTok and the dance movements and everything, it's one of those things that you do unconsciously now. People still stream music. Even YouTube is one of them. The numbers on YouTube aren't on a decline. They are rather on a rise in the last couple of years. I don't have figures right now. Sure, I don't have my laptop with me, but it's not on a decline.
Okay. Yeah. If you were to have a meeting with the owners of GMX, what advice would you give them as being a game changer or a leader in this market?
I think it's great they got government support, but they need to, the relevance of the app needs to be tied to the industry itself, the importance of it to the industry, and not another milestone for a political party or a government of any kind. The projection should be this is a platform for the Ghanaian artist, no matter what side you're on, no matter what, you know, faction you're on. So that's one thing. I would say be careful with that. Number two, the artist, a lot of education. You need to educate. And you might think you've done some, but it's extensive. Like, we haven't even scratched the surface. There are new artists. I'm sure, Slim, your email is buzzing with new artists every day who are clueless on the business side of music. So from artists to their managers to their labels, education should be a core part of their business strategy in order to succeed.
Okay. Antoine, thanks a lot for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much, Tim. I appreciate the time.
Yes. Antoine Mensah is a co-founder of Aftown and also a director. This morning, Charlie, your man really going. Show me something. Say the back end of the year. Reasons why they had to, you know,
lower the market.
Yeah. Charlie, then for slow down small.
Because, I mean, maintenance expenses, data, server becomes an issue.
The more people get on the platform, the more you have to pay for
more costs.
Yeah. Data server and all that. But anyway. Adam.
It's really interesting. I mean, this conversation brings me to one of my earlier positions that it's good we have local, homegrown platforms like this. However, anytime you are looking at homegrown, there should be policies to protect the homegrown policies. You know,
exactly.
Recently when some car companies were coming to set up in Ghana, we heard in the news about the government trying to shut the bringing in of second-hand cars and among others. And it became a really thorny issue because they needed to create that market for those cars who are going to set up the plants in this country. It is the same as this. If we want to, have local streaming platforms, there should be some homegrown policies to protect them. You know, like you're saying, when the other companies who are, I mean, more muzzled financially, started coming in, there was no backbone for them.
Yes.
And they came to muzzle them out of the industry.
They came with dollars.
What you can do, they can do. I mean, and that is what we, that's why we always see GUTA, Ghana Union of Traders Association, that always up in arms against local policies that other people are coming into the country, do similar business they are doing with more capital without any restrictions and protection. So we, if we really want to be serious about some of these apps, we need to really have, it should be like a holistic approach. We should not just be interested in the launch, but what is our holistic approach? Now that we are launching this, okay, those international platforms, you need to meet this criteria before. You need to do this before. We need to protect, because you cannot just go into their market just like that. As a local entity that you're going to set up, there's some serious protectionism policies protecting those local industries there, because you come to set up the same thing. Their people have to eat. But Ghana, it's quite unfortunate. So yes, it's good with lawyers.
Open market.
Yeah, I love, this is going to bring some competition. And I'm sure now Aftown was set up because there was a competition, which I love. But I will want it not to.
No, I doubt if they are.
No, positive competition.
No,
I mean,
no, it's not about the competition. I doubt if they are, or they are still in a place or position to compete. Looking at what, I mean, judging from what he said.
Yeah, you see, I want the launch. I don't want the launch of GMS to end here. I mean, if the vice president, the government, and the industry are interested, we need to sit both parties down, both Aftown and GMX. Aftown has been in the business, and they know the nooks and crannies and the challenges.
That's why I asked him.
They sit down with both parties and look at how they can be protected.
Yes.
Else, GMS will be launched now. It will start operation in 2025, January.
Yeah.
We will come back to this conversation. So we shouldn't just be happy about the launch, but beyond, we should think beyond the launch. How do we keep them in business? After all, they were even looking at Africa.
They are still and looking at Africa.
Yes. And Umponi. Now, this is just Ghana. So we need to look at what will make these people work. What will make them, I mean, sustainable. And I'll be glad that, I mean, the kind of support, political support, should be a little lowered. Because regardless, it's a business, and I mean, we know how our country is. I mean, the polarization and other things. We need to be very mindful. I mean, governments are supporting a lot of private enterprises, but it's not all of them that is mostly, I mean, public or pushed out there. And I will, yesterday when the minister was speaking, I took something from what he said. He said this is a partnership between the ministry of tourism, arts and culture, and the private initiatives. That's a strategies.
Omni strategies.
So this is like a partnership between the ministry and the Omni partnership, a strategies that has given birth to this platform. I want them to further and better engage the right owners to be able to, because the musicians should also not be so rigid. Because at the end of the day, if it becomes better, it becomes better for all of us. They need to, I mean, understand certain, I mean, agencies. And this should not also give GMX that leverage to, like, take advantage of the artists. I mean, they need to, I mean, be within best practice, so that at the end of the day, we will not get to a point then we see this person will want to pull out. This person, if that happens, it will kill the platform. I urge Ghanaians to also, I mean, love their own. Love Ghana. I mean, let's promote Ghana. Because when we're able to stand on our feet, every developed country, every country which is doing well, has some substantial amount of local production and local ownership.
Yeah.
And that is what we need to learn as a country if we want to move forward. So I urge Ghanaians to sign up on GMS, but I expect the right environment to be created for both GMS, GMX and Aftown for us to for them to still be in business.
Kwame.
Slim, I'm happy to know that Aftown is still in town. Because all this while I've thought, Charlie,
Aftown
was out of town.
But they're in town.
They are in town.
Yes.
And listening to Antoine this morning gladdens my heart that we still have Aftown operating, which means that you can also go on there and consume the music on that platform. It's Ghanaian owned as well. Now to GMX. I like the idea of establishing anything Ghanaian for Ghanaians. I like that idea. And maybe that's why I would pat this government on the back for this initiative. Because for a long time, when Antoine was talking, his was launched in 2016. We didn't have, or he didn't approach the government. The government didn't even come to them to say, let me help you. I'm not playing political cards here. But let's be truthful to ourselves that if you have a government that is concerned about the industry to the extent that it supports a streaming platform, I think we should give them that credit. However, what I'm not happy about is the kind of disparities in communication, as in, okay, it is a private owned. Mm-hmm. Government is partnering. At this point in time, they say government is supporting.
Mm-hmm.
That is what I don't like, because you are doing this for the industry. And if we are not told the true state of affairs regarding this platform, a time will come you hear so many stories about, hey, we are doing BSC car. You see that thing?
Hmm.
So I think moving forward, we should have clarity on the percentages of ownership or support, whatever. How much is government investing in this streaming app?
Mm-hmm.
And how much stake does government have in this app? I think we should be clear about that.
Yes.
And then apart from that, we should also know how this app is really going to work, because yesterday they didn't really give us
opportunity to ask questions.
Yes, and then we didn't have much information. I wanted to speak to the CEO. Oh, maybe CC Anami Hunibi, I don't know, maybe he was busy, you know, doing other things around that time. So maybe, I spoke to George Kwee and he said something. I asked him about the fact that some people are suggesting that because there are other platforms that give better services, if you like,
mm-hmm.
this might not have the attention it deserves. And George was like, and I'm not doing Senkwine, which means that we can have Spotify, whatever, mm-hmm. Aftown, we can have Boomplay and all those platforms that still have GMX.
Yes.
It also comes to something that Adam said, which is Ghanaians should love our own. Mm-hmm. We have that attitude and mentality of, oh, you're Ghana, dear, dear, nah, nah, papa. You're Ghana, dear, dear. You see that thing?
Mm-hmm.
I think if we should love what is ours, then we should love GMX, we should love Aftown, anything Ghanaian.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that is what I believe we should do. So, yes, it's come. They've launched it. January 2025, it will be operational. I tried to go to the app. I entered. Okay, I saw the interface and everything. And I'm hoping that by January, we can all log on to GMX and have that experience. But the government should be clear on all the terms of business with Omni people, so we know what really is happening. Now, there is one thing that I want to say about the government support this at this point in time.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, and this has been established, this is not the streaming platform promised by Dr. Baumi. Yeah.
Okay, so this one,
this is one that has been pitched.
Someone pitched it to them.
And then yes, coincidentally or by design or accidentally, this is happening around the time that we are in election, very close to election. God.
So this one is not a one for Baumia.
Okay, somebody might say, okay.
No, I want to understand something. Because in the 2020 manifesto, there is a music streaming app in there.
Yes.
That is supposed to be under...
That wasn't also music. That's also general for the industry.
A streaming platform.
It's not specific on okay. on music okay. or movies.
So I want to understand.
Yeah.
So is this streaming platform who under whose government?
Under Nanado's government.
So this is under the 2020 manifesto, right?
Maybe it's no.
It's not a manifesto promise.
It's
Mark said it.
It's an occurrence or it's an incident that has happened.
Their promises there
within the year, the 4 year term of Nanado. Oh, listen, it's very very simple.
He said that.
Why dear?
Listen, this is a private initiative. He said that their campaign promises there. However, some young men approached them.
Exactly.
And they realized that it was good. So there wasn't any need waiting to come to power to now come and do this. But give support, he used the word, support these young men.
And it has happened to see the within the tenure of the Nanado Baumia government.
Gentlemen.
Nanado as gentlemen. A driver, Baumia as a mate, and it happened within their tenure. But gentlemen. Of course, this gentlemen. Is politics. If I were Dr. Baumia, I would thrive on this, gentlemen. You know, for political gains. If I were him. Because,
gentlemen.
Yes.
Please, let's go one after the other. I beg. Make we move one after the other.
Okay, we hear you, boss.
Number one, the 2020 manifesto promised a streaming platform.
Yes, for creatives.
For creatives.
Digital platform, yeah.
Let's put that one aside.
Okay, yes, boss.
Baumia.
For 2024.
For 2024 and beyond.
Yeah.
It's also promising a new streaming platform.
Yes.
Good. Now we have a streaming platform that was launched yesterday.
Yes.
And the vice president and the current flag bearer was there at the launch. Is this, who does it belong to? Is it for the current government or the new government that
this belongs to the ministry.
The support.
Hold on. I mean, please, the minister
let me
said,
land. Let me land. So say we go fit get them clear.
Let's
even my question. My confused and I'm asking the question.
Yes.
I want to know if this one is Nanado infused or Baumia infused. If not, and it's just a private business getting support from government to let us know.
It's the last one.
A private business getting support
from the government.
From the government.
Yes. And even the minister said that this is in partnership with the Ministry of Tourism, Arts and Culture and a private.
So, of course, under this government led by Nanado, you know, with the.
Don't confuse
with
us.
With the
ministry, you know, be under government.
Yes, of course. So, under this government, you can't take that credit away from them. They should be giving that credit. Nanado, Dr. Baumia, they should be giving this credit. Yes, you don't understand this. But of course, it's politics. So you can't discuss this without roping in the political angle because Dr. Baumia is seeking to win election as president next year. Of course. So if he has that promise in his manifesto for next year, if he wins power, and then as vice president, somebody has brought this initiative and they're supporting, of course he would make capital out of this. So this one is very, very simple.
Okay.
Lydia Slim. Yeah, so I am happy that they are supporting private individuals, you know, in this industry. I am very happy about that. I just hope that we get to know the terms of this particular contract so that in future, when or if things go the other way, we'll all be witnesses to that. Thank you very much at all. Kofi Hefo says he's listening to us.
Kofi!
And he's bigging up you and your producer.
Kofi!
Mr. Hagler.
Nyeizi. Thank you, Kwame, and thank you, Adam, for joining us this morning. We're about wrapping up, but then let's listen to what exactly transpired.
But can we ask you questions?
No, you can't ask me any question. You can't go. I'm no creative.
Have you logged on to the app?
I just downloaded Aftown and GMX.
Okay.
I'm trying to log into both and then have a feel. User feel.
Okay. Maybe later we'll be back to.
When the vice president was speaking yesterday, I mean, he talked about, I mean, royalties, how he wants to help Gabmo get a software which will be able to better. I mean, help them get the adequate royalties for the artists. And also, he was talking about some law enforcement agencies where it will ensure that those
music usage
theft, music theft and other things.
NCABC Chrome.
Yes.
Fantastic. Anyway, are we not the quick ashes here on the phone lines with that? The name is Daniel. Daniel, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing good.
Nice
I'm
one.
Doing good.
My name. You've won 500 Ghana cedis, right?
Ghana, yes.
How many tickets did you play?
I think one ticket. Five cities.
You use 5 cities to win 500 Ghana cedis.
Yes.
Ah, on a no-go club. Wait till they worry on that. And what do you plan to do with the money?
Oh, a lot.
Like what?
My brakes are failing me, so I have to fix it. My car brakes, so I'll fix it with it.
Which car? Which brand? And which